for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will go for a split as they take on the St. Cloud State Huskies, joined by Yuri Vaisanen. Scored the shorthanded goal for the Beavers on Friday night. Yuri, when you and Leighton get going shorthanded and can sense that maybe that D-man's got his feet a little flat, do you guys do anything different than you would if he's on his toes and he's able to attack a little bit more?
Off a broken play like that, I think we always just try to attack. I mean, it's a penalty kill, so you try to get it deep if you know they're in a good defensive position. But other than that, we try to attack for sure.
You guys, I thought, played better as the game went on. Start, though, I'm guessing wasn't what any of you guys wanted. How important is it to just get out to a fast start for this team? Because when you do, you're able to dictate things a lot better.
Yeah, that's something we talk about all the time, and that's a lot of games we lost this year have been because of bad first periods. I mean, we can't give up 3 goals in the first period and expect to win every game. So I think a big start is just huge.
Was the Espoo Finland show a little bit this week? You and both Mietinens are from Espoo. I'm assuming you know them. The three of you took different paths to get here. Is that typical in Finland where guys now have so many more different avenues that they can kind of approach how to get to college?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it used to be that guys just go straight from Finland to college, but now there's definitely different routes. Guys play juniors and whatnot. So, I mean, it's becoming a more popular route every year.
I asked Tom, if that helps his recruiting, that he doesn't have to go find you in Finland. He just finds guys now in junior hockey. He goes, absolutely, it's changed. There's still something about playing back home. Vidi did that. How big is that national program, and how important is it for guys still to be able to stay at home?
Well, I mean, I think it's always nice to play at home in front of your family and where you grow up playing. So I think it's huge. There's a big hockey tradition in Finland. Hockey's huge in Finland, especially in Espoo. So, it's awesome playing over there.
How intently are you watching the World Juniors, regardless of the fact that Casper and Eric are both playing in it?
Well, I'm watching Team Finland. My brother is also on Team Finland, so following pretty closely there. And great to see Casper and Eric Polkamp out there, too. They're doing really good.
Tom has said that this is maybe the best amateur hockey tournament in the world. Now that the NHLers have been dabbling in and out of the Olympics, that to me has lost some of its luster. What is it, for your brother and being able to represent your country?
I mean, it's huge. It just makes me so proud watching him wear that jersey. And, every game's a really high-level game in that tournament, and it's a huge tournament for Finland. Everyone in the country gets really excited about it every year.
Back to St. Cloud State. They are a quick counter team. How do you slow them down, and does Olympic size ice change any of that?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be more of a puck possession game on the big sheet. I think we got to back off back off our layers a little bit there in the neutral zone, and I think another thing that's going to be huge is for us to just keep the puck, possess the puck in the O zone and the D zone, not give it away, because it's a puck possession game on the big ice.
Best of luck.
Thank you.